And with me on the phone now from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the KUAF listening area. Did you have a pleasant and safe 4th of July?
Very safe. Stayed inside, stayed cool. How about you?
Yeah, pretty much the same. Pretty much the same, yes.
Good deal.
Let's see. We are getting closer to real election season, and we know that because the Secretary of State's office beginning to kind of help us understand what will be or won't be on the November ballots.
Right. Just recently, Secretary of State Mark Martin has said that one of the two casino proposals he has deemed invalid. Now, there is just a very short grace period for these folks to prove him otherwise, but I doubt that's going to happen. Essentially, it's the Texas businessman Michael Wasserman. You know, he wants to place he wants to have a monopoly on casinos in Arkansas, and they can only be placed in several counties in Boone, Crittenden, Garland, Jefferson, Miller, Pulaski, and Sebastian counties. But he did not get the requisite number of signatures in at least 15 counties. And of course, that rule is in place so that you couldn't just get all your signatures in like Pulaski County, you know, two or three large counties, and
have something that affects the entire state.
Right. And so he's failed to do that.
And my understanding is the backers of this have a limited time to appeal the decision, but they don't have this grace period to go out and get more signatures.
No, that's correct. You know, they can appeal, but they'll have to somehow prove that Mr. Martin didn't count correctly or failed to include signatures, you know, because what they'll do is obviously Martin's office looks to make sure they're valid signatures, and so they may appeal on some of the signatures that were thrown out. But no, they don't have a grace period where they can continue to collect.
And we're still waiting. The other casino amendment proposal is still under review.
Yes, that's the Las Vegas lady, and she wants to have a similar operation where she controls. Essentially, they're asking for a constitutional monopoly to run gaming in Arkansas. And even if these made it to the ballot,
right,
Kyle, these are so blatantly worded in their favor, people of Arkansas are going to see through this pretty easy.
Yesterday, I had a brief conversation with the mayor of Van Buren, Bob Freeman, about the tax question that passed overwhelmingly in his city this week, and that kind of bucks the trend of recent elections in Bentonville and Fort Smith and other places where proposals have failed.
Well, the tax in Fort Smith, the sales tax extension
passed.
That's true. But you're right, in terms of a new tax, of a brand new tax, it was approved, and I think there were several line items on the ballot, but they pass all 70% and plus. And let's keep in mind that politically, Crawford County is a conservative county in terms of their politics. And what's interesting, it's primarily a Democrat county. I mean, the county judge, most of the county officials are Democrat, but they're the old Arkansas Democrats, the conservative Democrats. So for that to pass, it says two things. One, the city or Mayor Freeman and the council did a good job bringing folks into the process and explaining what was going on and using community input to draft this plan. And then they did a good job. Once the plan was in place, they did a good job of saying that here's what it is specifically. Here's when this tax will sunset, a portion of the tax will sunset. And it was explained very well. It's interesting what happens when city leaders communicate well. Often things go much smoother.
There's an interesting civic drama unfolding in Bella Vista, isn't there, between some people in Bella Vista and a neighbor, Walmart?
Right. This is interesting on many angles. One, you have Walmart fighting to just build a neighborhood market in what is literally its backyard.
Yeah.
And so at some point, Kyle, I suspect this will attract some national attention if it hasn't already. And then on the second point, you have just an overwhelming number of citizens in the county who have opposed this. I mean, they showed up at the city council meeting recently with more than 2,000 signatures, and that's a large part of Bella Vista saying we don't want this. And what the city residents are saying is it's not necessarily we don't want Walmart. They're not saying that. They're saying not at this corner. There are already too many lights in town. Put them in a location where it's not going to add another stoplight, where it's not going to be a traffic burden. And, you know, that's all they ask. And that 7-member council, only one member, Jerry Snow, voted against the proposal. So they're going to try to put a ballot initiative in place. They have very little time to collect signatures, but they only need a little over 1,000, and that's a very motivated group. So it's going to be an interesting story on many levels.
If I were a civics teacher, if they still call it civics, in junior high or high school, I think this would be an interesting lesson in checks and balances. You had this one panel that, you know, in the municipality that's supposed to decide whether something can go on this corner or not, and now you have citizens trying to supersede that and put it on the ballot.
Yes, it would be a great case study, again, at many levels, because, you know, it involves economics, involves jobs, business trying to come to town, the process through a planning commission, then from the planning commission to the city council. Yes, it would be a great case study.
You have some stories on the current front page of the citywire.com about foreclosures, new numbers, anything we can read from that?
Well, Arkansas is probably slowly going to come out of this bottleneck of foreclosures. You remember last year there was a judicial ruling over in East Arkansas that essentially halted the foreclosure process in Arkansas. That has since been overturned. That ruling's been overturned by the Arkansas Supreme Court. So what we're going to see is foreclosures begin to pick up in Arkansas. And I would caution people who are reading these stories that, in our stories, we're going to try to do a good job of explaining to readers, but you're going to see foreclosures pick up. It's not at all an indicator, well, not at all, it's probably not true, but it's primarily an indicator of this bottleneck coming undone, so to speak. It's not an indication of economic health or the health of the housing market. So I want to stress that with this opportunity.
And finally, you've begun a series on thecitywire.com about higher education, the cost and how people are paying for it. Anyone who has children who are near college age understand that it's becoming a bigger and bigger part of the family budget.
Well, it is, and we began this, and when the numbers came back, frankly, I was shocked. I had expected that tuition had increased at some of the universities around the state, but I didn't realize it was this much. In the past 5 years, it's increased in Fayetteville a little over 18%, at UA Fort Smith a little over 23%, UA Little Rock almost 21% over 5 years. I mean, those are healthy increases. And, you know, so on top of that, and of course we're getting a lottery scholarship to help some students pay for that, but we're also seeing graduates with a higher level of debt. And in this recession, they're not able to get those jobs that help them pay off that debt. So it's a double whammy on some of these students. And that's what we're looking at. And we're also looking at, with this initial story, that, sometimes you don't have to go get that degree. You can find associate degrees or study degrees that can allow you to stay within a system and stay progressing toward a four-year degree, but you don't have to do it all at once. You can still be working while you're doing that. So instead of racking up all that debt, you kind of work your way through college like people used to do it.
Well, you know, in this first story in your series, it's not just in Fayetteville and Fort Smith, but UALR, it's been a 21% increase over 5 years. UA
right.
Pine Bluff, 18%. UAM,
yep.
21%.
Yep. I mean, it's across the board. And the big reason for that, these university presidents, they're very sensitive to this because the first thing they always stress is, we have to raise tuition because the state is reducing the amount of funding to each of the campuses. So, and that is a good point. They make a good point that they're not just adding, well, we don't know this to be sure, but they're having to cover their costs because they're getting less from the state.
And this series will continue on the City Wire through the year?
Through the end of September.
Okay.
In the fall and winter, we'll pick up a series on tourism in Arkansas. Because tourism, we normally think through the spring and summer, but Arkansas tourism stays relatively vibrant during the fall and winter.
That makes sense to me. All right, Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, and much more for the entire listening area. Michael, thank you as always.
All right, good talking to you, Kyle.